Welcome back, brothers and sisters. You're back with John, and I'm sorry to start off on such a serious note, but today we're going to talk about something you don't hear too much about in the gaming media. That being the little thing that's been hitting your wallet a bit harder lately. The little thing hanging over the head of every man, woman, and child, gamer or not, American or rest of the world, Ian. That little thing known as the price of gas. You hear the talking heads on TV and radio and see the news go on about gas, but you don't hear just how far-reaching the implications are, and for good reason, because the implications are rather grim. Now, some of you may have heard that Sega reported losses of $500 million last year, and they cited the rising cost of fuel as the main factor. Sega, for God's sakes! Now, leaving aside the actual cause of Sega's financial woes, give you a hint, it starts with 32X and ends with "We Stop Making Good Games." I can guarantee that stories like this are going to become more commonplace and more true as time goes on. Bigger companies will take bigger hits as the cost of transportation goes up. This is not in dispute, and I don't see anybody arguing that shipping costs are going down anytime soon. Anything that has to be shipped, and that's basically everything you can imagine, is going to cost more. Raw materials, assembly equipment, employees, going to cost more to power headquarters, to keep the company jet-fueled. Hell, anything that uses plastic is going to be at a premium, as plastic is petroleum-based. Now, we could go a lot further with this. I could talk for days about how the airline industry is disintegrating right before our eyes, and how that's going to ripple out across the world. But let's keep this focused on what it means for gaming. Any business venture has to be weighed against the costs and risks, the penalty if it fails. Game production is already costly, but risky ventures are on the road to becoming cost-prohibitive. If Clover was just getting started in today's environment, you can forget God Hand. Okami wouldn't have gotten off the drawing board. And no, I didn't intend for that to be a pun, but in retrospect, it's kind of clever. Sort of. Anyway, yeah, Clover's kind of an oddball example, and not a role-playing game company, but you can see where this is going. We'll see more of the same, even more than we already do. More shooters trying to be the next Halo killer with a fraction of the polish. More Japanese RPGs doing the big-budget JRPG song and dance. And more Western RPGs being stripped of what made them special in the first place to penetrate a wider audience. Harvey Smith, I believe you have something to say to the class? You know, I know Invisible War wasn't a bad game in retrospect, but I still feel like they got off easy for what they did in Deus Ex. Never forget. But I digress. And here's the kicker. That sword cuts both ways. Recently, our pastime has been increasingly defined by blockbusters, these media blitzes, multi-million dollar extravaganzas that are often years in the making. Now, you know what I mean. Stuff like Grand Theft Auto, Metal Gear Solid, Halo, on the RPG side, Final Fantasy, Elder Scrolls, maybe World of Warcraft if you want to throw online games into the mix. Now, to this point, these things have been a collective license to print money. But there's a very real chance that the fuel problem currently nipping at the heels of lower-tier developers is soon going to pose problems for financial giants. You think Crytek is bitching now about barely breaking even with Crysis? Wait until Far Cry 2 comes out down the road. Previously profit-guaranteed releases are going to get less money and will have to sell more to offset development costs. Some of the larger companies will merge just to keep their books in the black, and smaller houses are sure to be snapped up along the way. In short, the 2009 Halo killer will probably be $6 a gallon of unleaded, and we'll be lucky if it's only $6. Now, certainly that won't be the death knell for, say, Microsoft, but let's remember that this eats at the consumer base, too. Squeenix, for instance, can still afford to put out Final Fantasy XIV, but while our spending money's getting gobbled up by the cost of gas, and everything the cost of gas affects, like food, we're going to be less able and willing to throw down the cash. That high-def TV is going to look a bit pricier than usual, and without it, the 360 just doesn't look as good as it did in the store. And maybe we really don't need that Blu-ray player that sometimes plays video games, and maybe the GeForce 8800 GT can sit on the shelves for a while longer next to the 4TB hard drive. And maybe the games industry will weather the storm just fine, and the debut launch for the Wii Box Station 6000 will go off without a hitch, and it'll be bug-free and brimming with awesome titles on day one. And no one will notice, because the media couldn't get to E3, because they couldn't afford the airline ticket. Wouldn't that be a laugh? Or maybe because LAX was closed after the business flight from Chicago was guided to the wrong runway by an overworked, undertrained air traffic controller who was having hallucinations from carbon monoxide seeping into the tower, and thus the Chicago plane plowed into the only flight from Tokyo for that day. But what are the odds of that happening, right? Like people would ever wait until the last possible minute to address a complicated problem that needed to be started on years ago. Like that's ever happened, right? Look, I'm not here to spout crazy conspiracy theories about how the world is going to end because gas costs more, or that we'll all be playing a real-life Fallout MMO tomorrow. Although that would be kind of sweet, come to think about it. But it's really hard to overstate just how much this affects. Our whole way of life, the whole of the global infrastructure, is not based around information but transportation. The ability to move goods quickly and cheaply. One can only guess at what life will be like when that's gone, to say nothing of what we'll do for fun. But until then, gas prices are the elephant in every room, and we need to start thinking of ways to deal with that now. After all, how do you think Fallout began? To borrow from Ron Perlman, life in the industry is about to change. I close with a quote. After watching Equilibrium last night, I can say that the answer to the guns versus knives debate is Christian Bale. Thanks for listening, folks. This is John.
Get out of here, stalker.
Alright, I'm going. Jesus.